The Altgeld Gardens public housing project sat at Chicago's southernmost edge. 2,000 apartments, arranged in a series of two-story brick buildings, with army green doors and grimy mock shutters. To the east, on the other side of the expressway, was the Lake Calumet landfill, the largest in the Midwest. And to the north, directly across the street, was the Metropolitan Sanitary District's sewage treatment plant. The people of Altgeld couldn't see the plant or the open-air vats that went on for close to a mile. As part of a recent beautification effort, the district maintained a long wall of earth in front of the facility. But officials could do nothing to hide the smell, a heavy, putrid odor that varied in strength depending on the temperature and the wind's direction, and seeped through windows no matter how tightly they were shut. The stench, the toxins, the empty, uninhabited landscape. For close to a century, the few square miles surrounding Altgeld had taken on the offal of scores of factories, the price people had paid for their high-wage factory jobs. Now that the jobs were gone, and those people that could had already left, it seemed only natural to use the land as a dump. A dump and a place to house poor blacks. Altgeld may have been unique in its physical isolation, but it shared with the city's other projects a common history. The dreams of reformers to build decent housing for the poor, the politics that had concentrated such housing away from white neighborhoods and prevented working families from living there, the use of the Chicago Housing Authority, the CHA, as a patronage trough, the subsequent mismanagement and neglect. It wasn't as bad as Chicago's high-rise projects yet, the Robert Taylors and Cambrini Greens with their ink-black stairwells and urine-stained lobbies and random shootings. Altgeld's occupancy rate held steady at 90%, and if you went inside the apartments, you would more often than not find them well-kept, with small touches, a patterned cloth thrown over a torn upholstery, an old calendar left hanging on the wall for its tropical beach scenes that expressed the lingering idea of home. Still, everything about the garden seemed in a perpetual state of disrepair. Ceilings crumbled, pipes burst, toilets backed up, muddy tire tracks branded the small brown lawns strewn with empty flower planters, broken, tilted, half-buried. The CHA maintenance crews had stopped even pretending that repairs would happen anytime soon, so that most children in Altgeld grew up without ever having seen a garden. Children who could see only that things were used up, and that there was a certain pleasure in speeding up the decay.